The Homeland Security Department is laying the groundwork to preserve the agency's unification programs for the future. DHS is making a few changes now. It says we'll sustain the unity of effort past the upcoming presidential transition. It's a big priority for Secretary Jay Johnson in his final year. The seeds of that work are in the president's 2017 budget request. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
DHS says it's taking a new approach to its budget. It's proposing a new common appropriation structure that's part of President Obama's fiscal 2017 budget request. It's designed to streamline acquisition for all of the department's component agencies, except for the U.S. Coast Guard. It's one step the department is taking now to ensure that the spirit of DHS Secretary Jay Johnson's Unity of Effort initiative endures next year and beyond. Secretary Johnson.
We have transformed our approach to the budget. Today, we focus department-wide on our mission needs rather than through component stovepipes. With the support of Congress, we are moving to a simplified budget structure in which line items mean the same across all components. We've transformed our approach to acquisition. Last year, I established a DHS-wide Joint Requirements Council to evaluate from the viewpoint of the department as a whole our components' needs on the front end of an acquisition. We have launched the Acquisition Innovations in Motion initiative to consult with the contractor community about ways to improve the quality and timeliness of our contracting process and the emerging skills required of our acquisition professionals. We are putting faster contracting processes in place.
DHS is proposing four new common accounts: operations and support, procurement, construction and improvements, research and development, and federal assistance. The department's old budget structure had 70 different appropriations and more than 200 programs, projects, and activities. It was confusing and often frustrating for contractors and members of industry who wanted to do business with DHS, because working with one component within the department was often different than working with another. Johnson started laying the groundwork for a new appropriation structure when he set up the Joint Requirements Council last year. It brought together leaders from all 22 components. They looked at what the department buys as a whole and how it might rethink its acquisition strategy. The goal is to get agencies to think about the department and the mission first. DHS is asking Congress this year to officially authorize the Joint Requirements Council and other task forces into some kind of legislation. That would help future DHS leaders continue the work Johnson and his team have already started. Johnson introduced the Unity of Effort concept back in 2014. The goal is to strengthen the ties among all 22 component agencies and bring together some of the budgeting and decision-making under one roof. It could also help boost employee morale at the department. DHS has the lowest engagement score of all large agencies on the 2015 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. Secretary Johnson.
We will improve the levels of employee satisfaction across the department. We've been on an aggressive campaign to improve morale over the last 2 years. It takes time to turn a 22-component workforce of 240,000 people in a different direction. Though the overall results last year were still disappointing, we see signs of improvement. Employee satisfaction improved in a number of components, including at DHS headquarters. This year, we will see an improvement in employee satisfaction across DHS.
Consolidating DHS headquarters to the St. Elizabeth's campus will also help. The department could get about $199 million to finish the project. The Coast Guard alone says it could save nearly $4 million once it finishes consolidating its offices and personnel. Here's Secretary Johnson.
I will never get to work there, but perhaps...
Or to be admitted.
They will, but perhaps they will name a courtyard or conference room after me.
Johnson says cybersecurity will also play a bigger role for DHS this year and the next, like almost every other agency. DHS is asking for $471 million to continue to support the national cybersecurity protection systems. Johnson says Einstein 3A protects about 50% of agencies so far. The plan is to bring all agencies on board by the end of the year. It's also planning to implement phase two of the Continuous Diagnostics and Monitoring Program for all agencies by the end of the year. The president's budget proposal calls for $270 million to support CDM. Johnson says he'll also continue to push Congress to reorganize the National Protection and Programs Directorate. It's the DHS component that houses the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, Einstein, and CDM. The department wants to move NPPD from headquarters to more of an operations element and call it the Cyber Infrastructure Protection Agency. Secretary Johnson.
DHS has a role in almost every aspect of this plan. As reflected in the President's 2017 budget request, we want to expand our cyber response teams from 10 to 48. We're doubling the number of cybersecurity advisors to, in effect, make house calls to assist private sector organizations with in-person customized cybersecurity assessments and best practices. Building on DHS's Stop, Think, Connect campaign, we will help promote public awareness on multi-factor authentication. We will collaborate with Underwriters Laboratory and others to develop a cybersecurity assurance program to test and certify networked devices within the Internet of Things.
DHS says it needs to change because the nature of threats against the United States are also changing. And DHS and the department will likely need more people to help support those missions. The president's budget calls for a 2.2% increase to DHS workforce in 2017. Secretary Johnson.
Though our people do extraordinary work, I know we must improve the manner in which the department conducts business. Like last year, reforming the way in which the Department of Homeland Security functions to more effectively and efficiently deliver our services to the American people is my New Year's resolution for 2016. We've done a lot in the last 2 years, but under the leadership of our Undersecretary for Management, Russ Dio, there is still much we will do. My overarching goal as Secretary this last year is to continue to protect the homeland and leave the Department of Homeland Security a better place than I found it.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.